This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
The number and variety of horses across Kentucky is continuing to hold strong. University of Kentucky Extension equine specialist Dr. Bob Coleman says growth in the horse industry was likely one of the positives from the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's one of the things we saw, where there was a lot of growth in that people could go and ride horses. They could be outside. They could be socially distant. They could do all those sorts of things. And the best part about it, Alan, is they could feel good about themselves.
Coleman says there were increases in a variety of horse-related activities.
A lot of people saw an increase in their lesson program, some people buying horses, and that's kind of held. We're still seeing, you know, it's a little tougher with the economy, but I think there's still a lot of the pure recreational rider.
He adds the horse population is widespread across the state.
Every one of the 120 counties, every single one has horses and a significant number of horses.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Need a change of scenery? Check out Kentucky State Parks. With 45 parks to choose from, there are limitless options. Each park has its own unique features, landscape and resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, and some of the best golf courses around. Pick one that fits your lifestyle and your family. Explore Kentucky Parks. Enjoy fun outdoor adventure without the long lines and overpriced attractions of many destinations. Book now at park.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK's Dr. Bob Coleman says there are a wide variety of horses in the bluegrass.
Probably have over 28 different breeds of horses in the state. So thoroughbreds number one, but then we got quarter horses, and we got Tennessee walking horses, and mountain horses, and saddlebreds, and the list is really quite long.
He adds, if you plan to get a horse, you need to have a plan.
It's something that if you've got some land or there's places close by where you can keep a horse, I think you can do it fairly easily. The big thing is having a plan and probably, you know, getting with those of us in extension and saying, okay, this is what I would like to do.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list a podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, Google, and Spotify.